The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Monday morning, Congress gets back to work this week, and the fate of Ukraine and funding for the war effort there is hanging in the balance. Joining us right now to talk about why this has become such a political issue is ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Look, the Senate back in February passed a huge aid bill, $95 billion, including $60 billion for Ukraine, by a huge bipartisan majority. 70 of the senators voted for that bill, and yet it's now been stalled in the House for months. And it's now crunch time. I mean, all the reports from the battlefield in Ukraine have been kind of gloomy. Ukraine forces have suffered some defeats. The reports say that this is at least in part because they're lacking artillery shells and other weapons that have been supplied by the United States. And this is being blocked by a small group of hard right conservative Republicans, the same group that deposed Speaker Kevin McCarthy earlier. Most of the analysts say that if this bill ever came to the House floor, it would pass easily. But the new Speaker, Mike Johnson, refuses to bring it up. And that's partly because he's afraid that this group of Republicans who deposed his predecessor, Kevin McCarthy, would go after him if he did this. And they've been encouraged in a larger sense, Paul, by the isolationist, the growing isolationist sentiment in the Republican Party instigated by Donald Trump. It's showdown time. And the fate of Ukraine hangs in the balance.
It really does. Any predictions on what is likely to happen here? And would this cost Mike Johnson his job as Speaker if it passes?
Well, good questions. I think in the end, a bill of some sort will pass. Johnson has talked about putting some restrictions on it to give Republicans some kind of input. For instance, there's a lot of talk, this is something Trump has advocated, make these gifts loans as opposed to grants. And by the way, you got to remember, almost all this money is spent in America. It's not as if you're shipping this money abroad and it's going to, Ukraine's are then spending this money to buy weapons from American manufacturers.
That's a very good point.
There's talk about making it a loan. There's talk about putting other conditions on this aid package. But it's possible that Johnson's speakership could be in jeopardy because there is this small group of Republicans. Let's remember, the Republican majority in the House is now down to a handful, only one or two seats because there have been several resignations. And this group is not interested in legislating. They're not interested in the traditional business of being members of Congress. What they are performers. They're much more interested in appearing on television than appearing on the House floor. They're much more interested in making speeches than making deals and making bargains. And making deals and making bargains is the essence of life in any legislative body, particularly given the fact that Democrats control both the White House and the Senate. It's impossible for House Republicans in any practical way to say my way or the highway. But this group has the leverage because they of the tiny Republican majority, and they've shown their willingness to use it before. As I say, last fall, they voted out the previous Speaker, Kevin McCarthy. So it's entirely possible that Ukraine aid will pass, and it's possible that Johnson's Speaker could be in jeopardy.
When the war first began a couple of years ago, when Russia first invaded Ukraine, I mean, there was overwhelming support in this country. People saying, I stand with Ukraine, people hanging Ukrainian flags in their yard. There still is a lot of sentiment out there in favor of Ukraine, isn't there?
Well, there has been, yes. There has been some Ukraine fatigue, right? It's a long time. And, those blue and yellow flags, you don't see them as much anymore.
True.
The polling, Chicago World Affairs Council did a poll. About 3 out of 5 Americans still support significant American aid to Ukraine. And as I say, this bill passed the Senate 70-29, including the votes of a lot of conservative Republicans. And you have people like Mitch McConnell, who's the Republican leader of the Senate, and in my view has made the most cogent argument of any member of Congress from either party. And he's basically said, look, there's no cheap option here. If Putin is not stopped in Ukraine and his hunger for more territory is fed by victory there, then the next step is the possibility of threatening NATO countries like the Baltic countries, like Estonia, Lithuania, and that the cost to America would be far, far greater if they don't invest now in stopping Putin. And it's not just a question of money, because if Putin's ambitions, and they don't seem to have any limits, if they include threatening NATO countries, well, then that could mean triggering Article 5 of the NATO pact, which says an attack on one country is an attack on all. And you then have the prospect not only of a much wider war in Europe, but of American troops being engaged. So his argument to fellow Republicans is it would be profoundly foolish to not fund this resistance now, because it's going to cost a lot more later. And by the way, hanging over this whole debate is this larger question of what happens if Trump wins another term, because then Trump has repeatedly talked about isolating America, of not supporting Ukraine. There was a story over the weekend saying he would advocate Ukraine giving up territory to sue for peace with Russia. And his larger posture toward NATO has been far more negative and far less supportive. So this debate is taking place not just on the floor of the House this week, Paul, but there is this larger question of what happens to American foreign policy if Trump were to win in the fall.
Absolutely. A lot hanging in the balance, no doubt about it. Steve, always appreciate your insight. Thanks for being with us.
Anytime, pal.
Take care. Bye-bye.